Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Pei Aleph. Today's daf is sponsored, L'Zecher Nishmas, Elazar Leib Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine, whose 18th yard site is today, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Elazar Leib Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine, on his 18th yard site, we thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, so we continue with Peyam Abayz, and we are discussing the machlokas of the Mishnah that we had back on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, which has come up a number of times. What is the hierarchy of misos in the Dalai Mises Beis Din? We pass in Skilas Refa Harak Chenek. Rabbi Shimon argues on both counts. Rabbi Shimon switches the top two and the bottom two. Rabbi Shimon says Srefa is more chumra than Skila, and Chenek is more chamor than Hereg. That is what Rav Shimon says. So we were discussing what happens if people get mixed up. People who are Chayev one get mixed up with people who are Chayev the other. And what exactly is the case? The Gemara discussed yesterday. It's not people who got mixed up with innocent people, because then they would all get off scot-free. So we're talking about different types of murderers. They had their Gemara dinner ready. They didn't have their Gemara dinner ready. Rish Lakish said they're talking about animals, a couple of other pshatim that we had yesterday. So then we had a discussion at the end of the shiur on Daf Pei Amud Beis, where the question was, why do you need to say that you go by the lighter punishment in some of these cases? Why don't you just go after the rov? Right, that could be a more general category, and you should follow it. So we had a discussion between Rav Yecheskel and Rami his son. Rav Yecheskel stated something, and Rami said back to him, I don't think so. Why do you say this? You should have said this. So the Gemara is just going to pick up on that comment of son to father. I think we're on the last line, right? Amar Le Shmuel. Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Rav Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, oh, sharp one, lo temen le labu chachi. One shouldn't talk to their father in this way. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Hare Shahaya Aviv over Adivrei Torah, if somebody's father is violating an Avera, Lo Yomar Lo Abba Avart Al Divrei Torah. One shouldn't say that, Abba, you violated, you're violating a Dvar Torah. You shouldn't say you're doing an Avera. Elo Omar Lo Abba Kach Kasuv Batorah. Doesn't it say that in the Torah? So is this a statement? Is this a question? So let's read it first as Rashi does. Rashi reads this as a question. Abba kakasa b'Torah? Doesn't it say this in the Torah? And the Gemara says, sof sof hainuach. What do you mean? It's basically the same thing. If you tell him you're wrong, or if you say, doesn't it say this in the Torah? So Ela amar lo Abba, this is what you're supposed to say. Mikra kasa b'Torah kach. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says as follows. Meaning, say something, and by inference, the father will get the message. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. That the Havamina was that you say it as a question, and the answer was no. You don't even say it as a question. You say it as a statement about a pasuk, and the father hopefully will get the message. That's last Rashi before the Mishnah. Ella bini chusa omer lo mikra omer batora. You just tell him bini chusa. You make a statement. You know, you see your father doing something wrong, so you make the statement. V'yomar lo avi mikra kach v'kach kasa b'Torah. V'hu atzmo yasam alibo al ma ze maskira. Why is my son telling me this pasuk right now? V'achinami ein l'chalom al avi chalot hestehachi. Therefore, it shouldn't have been said yesterday, don't learn this way. Right? That wasn't appropriate how to correct a father, even if a son disagrees. That is how Rashi reads the Gemara. The Rambam seems to have a different reading of the Gemara. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam talks about Hilchas Kibud Avaim, the Rambam says, Ra oso over al divrei Torah. Lo yomar lo abba avart al divrei Torah. Right, don't say that. Everybody agrees to that. Lo yomar lo abba kasuv batorah kach vakach ki'ilu hu shoel mimenu lo kemashiro. I mean, the Rambam reads the maskana as a question. Abba, doesn't it say in the Torah like this? So he reads the earlier as a question, but the last line of the Gemara, he also reads as a question. He says, doesn't it say this in the Torah? Rashi says it's a statement. It says this in the Torah. And the father is going to understand from that this is what he's supposed to do. But the Rambam says the whole thing is a question. That's how it should end up. Right, so that's the,
when you assume the father wants to be shown the Torah mitzvahs, and then if he's doing it, inadvertently would want to be corrected?
So that's a good question. Wouldn't you assume that the father is a Shomer Torah and he wants to be corrected? But Afal Pikein, even if the father wants to be corrected by the son in this way, it's a problem with what the son is doing, not with what the father wants. Right? Like if the father asks the son, please wake me up for minyan. Wake me up for minyan. So, Ikra Din, the son could wake the father up if the father's being mocha on his cover there. But let's say if there are two people that could wake up the father, right? So maybe the father should ask the other one because it's mitzad the son doing it. If the father is mochel, the father is mochel. The father can be mochel on his kavod. It's his kavod. Father that wants to be mochel, son, you don't have to stand up for me every time I walk into the room. He can be mochel on his kavod. If the father wants to say you can sit in my chair, right? He can be mochel on his kavod. But here, even if he can be mochel on his kavod, there are different ways that you can say it. Right? One has to be as mechubad as possible, even if one has the license to be able to say it, right? If the father is telling him a person to do an avera, right? So we know that you don't have to listen, but should one start screaming at their father? Or say, I can't really do this. Hashem says otherwise. Even so, it has to be bederach kavo done in a certain way. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, as we continue halachas of rotzchim. As we continue in halachas, says the Mishnah. Mishin is chayiv, so the last Mishnah spoke about if two different people got mixed up, they're chayiv different averis. What happens if there's one person? Mishin is chayiv ishtei misos. Bezdin, right? If somebody's chayiv in two misos, somebody does two averis, and they're chayiv two misos bezdin. So nidon bechamura. So the halacha is that they get the more chamur one. If two people get mixed up, and one of them is chayiv one miso, one's chayiv the other one, you get the more kal one. Because you can't give the chamer one to somebody who's chayiv in the more kal one. But if you have one person that's chayiv in two misos, so nidon bechamur, he gets the stringent misa. Avar aveira should is chayiv shtei misos. What if he did one aveira that's chayiv two misos? How do you do one aveira that's chayiv two misos? Somebody lives with their married mother-in-law. Their mother-in-law who's married. So that's two misos. Because chamoso, mother-in-law, is srefa, and eshazish is chenek. Right, so it's two misos. So nida b'chamur, they get the more chamur one. The Gemara will explain why. Reb Yosi Omer, no. Nidon bezika harishona sheba alav. Reb Yosi says, no, he gets the misa of the iser that came upon him first. So for example, the Gemara is going to give this example. For example, if somebody marries a woman whose mother is an almana, so the mother-in-law is an almana, so at that point, all she is a chiyuv when he marries the daughter. So now there's a chiyuv sreif on the mother. Later the mother gets married, the almana gets married. All of a sudden now she's also an eshes ish. So there says Rabbi Yossi, you get the first zika. You get the first zika that's on it. The other way around is the opposite. First she's an eshes ish before she becomes the mother-in-law. So whichever comes first says Rabbi Yossi, based on the principle of ein iser chal al iser. That is Rabbi Yossi shita. That once something is ready usser, it can't become more usser. There are a number of exceptions to that rule. Normally, there's something called an isser kolel. It's more inclusive. Something called an isser mosif. Something called an isser basachas. So the question is, Rabbi Yossi argues on all of those. Isser basachas elsewhere seems to be, everybody agrees to that. So maybe I'll agree to that one. But at least here, Rabbi Yossi seems to argue by an isser mosif. By an isser mosif. Because here, once the woman, let's say, gets married, ages is, so she's usher to a lot more people. Before it was just a mother-in-law, and now she's usher to a lot more people. So as we'll see in the Gemara, that's called an isser mosif. Rabbi Yossi must hold that even by an isser mosif, we say, ein isser chalal isser. I saw in the Margolius Hashas, he just quotes a Chassidus Shavart on this, you go by the first Zika. A Zika Harishona Sheba Alav, so he goes from the Arvei Nachal. That Zika Rishona, Avera Goreres Avera. We know, Mishnah Perkei Avos, one Avera leads to another Avera. Ha Avera Ashniya Sha'avar, Nimshachas Od Meha Rishona. If I do two Averas, the second one really was influenced by the first one. The first one's the root, and then it caused me, it's still my fault, but it still caused me to do another Avera. Umeacha Shal Avera Harishona Nishayev Misas Bezdin. Once I'm Chayev Misa on the first, so Nase Gavra Katila. Ein lo shum shmira ve'ein lahan isho al shniya. Once I do one avera and I'm chayim misa on that, so memela that caused the second one because avera goveres avera. But the root is the first avera. That's why the zikir rishon and shavu love. Forget the ein iser chalal iser. I mean, don't forget that. That's in lamdis and halacha. But at least apidrush, one could say that that's why Rabbi Yossi goes by the first avera because it's avera goveres avera. Okay, pshita. So If somebody is chayev two misos, he gets the chamer one. Isn't that obvious? El is gure hisgar. What? If somebody does a second more kal aveira, he should get only the kal misa? What does that mean? I'm chayev skila. And then I do something that's chayev chenek. I should all have get chenek. Of course I get skila. Just because I did more aveiras, it shouldn't be better for me. Right? It's gure iskar. That's the same thing as a chote niskar principle. So I'm a rava. This is the case. Hachal mayaskinan. Kagon. Sha'avar aveira kala. I did a light aveira. A light avera. An avera that's only chayev, a lesser misa. Chenek or hereg. V'nigmar dino al avera kala. And then I had a gemar din on the avera kala. And I'm being let out. V'chazar v'avar avera chamura. And then, after I had a gemar din for an avera kala, after I had that, so then I do a more stringent avera. So that's the question. Salkatayta chamina, I would have thought, kivan shenigmar dino al avera kala, hai gavra ketilahu. Since I did the Avera Kala, and I already had a Gemar Din, so maybe I'm like a dead man already. So just like I'm not, if somebody kills me, right, I'm already a Gavra Katila, they're going to be Pater. So maybe I'm like a dead man, I can't be Chayiv another Misa. Kamash Malan, still I can, and therefore, you always go by the more chamor punishment, even though here, it came after he already had a Gemar Din for the lighter punishment, still you're going to give him the more chamor Misa. That is the Gemara. As Tosfos Yirvaslav and Nigmar, how do you ever have a case that you're going to get the more chamor punishment? Somebody's chayim misa already, and then they do an avera. So then what? There's going to be edim that's going to testify that he did the more chamor avera, but those edim aren't going to be accepted. Why? Because it's edis shi'iyata yachal hazima. Because they're going to testify, but if they're proven right, they're trying to kill a dead man already. Right, so what's the halacha? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara answers, as we had 3 days ago, how could a treifa, if a treifa kills somebody, how could a treifa ever be chayiv? If Eitim testify that a treifa killed somebody, they're going to be potter. If he did it in front of the court. So says Tosas, that's what you have to say here. The Yesh Lomar, Tosas says in Minigbar, Dahacha Mairi, Kagon Dahach Aveira Shnia, Over Bifnei Bezdin. The case is that he did the second aveira in front of, it's a crucial detail that's left out of the Gemara. But that's what the Gemara says you have to say. He did the second one in front of Bezdin. Like we had earlier in Dafayin Ches, if Bezdin sees a treifa, be rovea somebody or kill somebody, so they can kill the treifa, because you don't need edus there. It's a different avenue. Right? So v'yarta harami kerbecha. Bezdin sees it, themselves. That is answer number one. Of Tosfos, the second avera must have been witnessed by Bezdin. Va'od, second answer of Tosfos, look at this one. Yesh lomar, kivan di mitzami kamoi, o miskachashi, mahani sadu sayu de basroi. 1 second. What happens if the Aden that testified on the first avera, the misa kala, what happens if they get huzamed? If something happens to that first set, then memela, he's not a gavra katila, and then the second Aden are good Aden. And they're testifying properly about the second Aveira. So because there's the possibility that the first Edim will get huzamed, Edish atayachal hazima karinan bay. It's called Edish yachal hazima. What's Edish atayachal hazima? That's a case where something's impossible. Something impossible to do. I don't know, like the case we're going to have in Makkos. You testify that somebody's a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza. So how could you make a person who's a Yisrael into a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza? That's inherently Eida She'iyata Yachal HaHazima. Or some other inherent problem. But here, why is Eida She'iyata Yachal HaHazima? Because two other Eidim already testified. But maybe they'll be proven wrong. Tosa says, even though they're not proven wrong, even though right now it's Lamaisa Iyata Yachal HaHazima, that's good enough to be called Eidus Sha'ata Yachal Lahazima. That is the Chiddush of Tosfos. Reb Chaim in the Grach Al Hashas makes a big deal about this case, and he says this is an answer to a question that he always had. The Rambam paskins based on Gemara. The Rambam says in Ilchas Eidus, Eidim Zomamin Chayavin Below Hasra'a. We mentioned that earlier in the Masechta. Eidim Zomamin don't need Hasra. Bezdin doesn't tell them. Do you know if you're testifying falsely, you're going to get Kasher Zomam? No. Right, we mentioned the other chiddush of Reb Chaim that Eidim Zomim is not because of the action that was done, but it's because of the Chalosh Shem Eid Zomim. We label them as an Eid Zomim. That's how it could go. Mikad Allah Habahu Nifsal, even though they did the Aveira weeks ago. But how could they be in Mechlok as Abayin Ravar we had earlier? Mikad Allah Habahu Lamafreya, because it's all about the status conferred. Hasra is only needed when it's because of the Maisa Aveira. So the Rambam says Eidim Zomim Rechayev Alo Hasra, Ubein Shogagin, or Shogeg. How do you have a case of shogeg by Adam Zomerman? What's the case of shogeg? Well, you don't know it's usher to testify falsely against somebody. That's a case of shogeg. The kasha asked Reb Chaim, "Eich yitzuya shogeg she yischayev? Kivat shelo yada dal edaze yischayev ploni misa im kein chaser kan kasher zomam." What does kasher zomam mean? Like I wanted to do to you, but that's kasher zomam. Like he wanted to do to him, so he gets it. The hare lo zomam ulasos v'utznai b'chiyev edus. If it's a shogeg and you don't realize that your testimony is going to have teeth and inflict punishment on this guy, then the whole parsha falls away. Kasher zomam lasos la'achiv. You have to want to do. You have to be amazed at trying to get this guy the punishment. Then you're going to get the punishment at the end. So how do you ever have a case of shogeg by Edom Zomamin that you're going to be chayav for? Says Reb Chaim, Tosis in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Aleph. This is the case where two people testify about a misa chamura. And they think that it's not going to, right? They think there is witnesses for the, it's Eidah Sheyotu Yochal Aziva. And then what happens later on? They don't think that they're going to, they think they're already testifying about a Gavar Ketila, even though it's Eidah Sheyochal Aziva. The Hasam Vade Shogegin Havi, to Lo Yadu Sheyuzmo Harishonim, Mikalmakam Yu Mechuyavim, to Ain Shogeg Pater Beidem Zomamin, the Ayin Heitev. Says of Chaim, so this case that Tosas comes up with helps us out in terms of figuring out, do you ever have a case of shogeg when it comes to Edim Zomerman? There is another practical question that has to be asked. Again, the Gemara has this with Kimtav. You just have to work it out. Let's say Tuesday, person is chayiv, right? Tuesday, they had a whole week of deliberations, and on Tuesday, they decide Gemara din l'misa. Gemara din, misa kawa. Later that day, let's say they're about to put him to death, right? Halana sadin, later that day, now after the death, he goes and kills somebody. So, I'm not going to kill somebody because that would be saif. He goes and is Ovid of Rezara. So he's chayiv skila. So now what? Now you have deliberations? Now you talk about a masu matan? What about the Isra Alana Sadin? Do you wait? Yeah, he's already chayiv misa from today. You have to put him to death. So what do you do with this second chayiv misa? If you wait, you're being melin, right? Inui hadin, Alana Sadin from the first misa. If you don't wait, then you're not fulfilling the Yitzilu Eda. You have to take it slow for the second misa. We're going to put him to death with a misa chamura today without focusing on it. Maybe he's not chayiv the misa chamura. So ask the Avnei Nezer and a tshuva. What exactly is the case? Choshen mishpat, simen ayin hei. Ubi'ikra din ani mistapik. B'mishenigmar dito l'misa kala. V'shuv bo bayom nidan mechamura im bo'i halonet adin klal. Do you wait? I don't understand. The Gemara leaves out this detail. To Efshar, Halonas Din, Eino Rakim Efshar, Lepocho Mimi Salagamre. Maybe Halonas Adin means that you have to deliberate and take your time if there's a possibility that he's going to be putter from Misa. But if he's going to be Chayiv Misa anyway, and you just got to figure out which Misa, maybe there's no such Din. Maybe there's no idea of Halonas Adin. He says, I don't know. And then he quotes this case. I don't know. Bimkein, hechata overal ini adin achshav b'shvil safik mitzvah l'chanchilu l'machar. You're going to violate ini adin for sure because you might come and find him. So he's not sure. So he says, I don't think you wait. I don't think you wait. He's noted to say that alanas adin is only where the choice is chayiv or potter. But if the choice is chayiv misa kala versus chayiv misa chamura, then you don't wait. Just put it because you don't want to violate the vadai ini adin that you would wait if otherwise. So you're going to put him to death with a Misa Chamura, though. That's the Chiddush. You're going to put him to death with a Misa Chamura, even though you didn't have Masu Mata. You just have Edom Kav. I guess you figure out, basically, you don't have the whole long discussion that you have. You at least have to have Kabbalah's Edus and have Drisha V'Chakira. You have to have that. But then after that, the Masu Mata, if they pass the Drisha V'Chakira, you wouldn't have to go through the Oh Halonas Adin. You know, let's sleep on it. The extra sleeping on it to see if we can think of a Schus that you don't have once he is Chayiv Misa. Right, once he's chayiv misa.
So if it's kal after chamura, then he wouldn't do anything.
So kal after chamura, just continue on. Yeah, nothing to do. Nothing to do. Kal after chamura for sure. Okay, says the Gemara. Ba'aminei achuha to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, changes it on the side. The brother of Yosef Bar Chama may rabba bar nasa. Minah milsa d'amar rabbanan. How do you know? Misha's chayiv shei misa's best. How do you know this? We just said a svar. But Gemara says, is there a pasuk out there that we can learn it from? So the pasuk says in Yechezkel, V'holid ben peretz shofech dam, a person gave birth to a wild son who was a murderer. El heharim achal, he eats from the mountains. V'el eshes re'ehu timei, he violates his friend's wife. Ve'el ha'gilulim nasa'inav. And to the idols, he lifts up his eyes. So the Gemara is going to darshan. This is a guy who had a busy day. What did he do? Vaholid ben parit shovevdam. First he murdered. That was in the morning. Besayef. See, he's chayev, sayef, for doing that. Later that day, es eishes rehu timei. He violated his friend's wife. Zu eishes ish. Bechenek. So then he's chayev, sayef. Then he's chayev, chenek. Vel hagilulim nasa inav. That he did idols. Zu avodas kochavim beskila. Right? So you see, he had a busy day. He did all these three. Right? It sounds like Esav. Remember the Gemara Darshins by Esav that he did, it just says that, Vayivez Esav Esav Bechora. So we had the Gemara in Baba Basra that said, Darshins every word of that pasuk, Baal Nara Marasa, he was Rotseach, he was, right, so he had a busy day. Viksiv, what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Mos Yumas, Dama Bo Yihyeh. And we learned earlier, what does Mos Yumas always mean? Biskila. So that's why you see somebody who's chai many different Averis, and he gets Skila, so you see he gets the most Chamor. Maskel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. One second. Ema kulu b'skila. No, maybe each of these averis are all skila averis. What do you mean? V'holid ben parit shofer dam. That really means a betzor amore. The b'skila, right? A son who is murderer. That means he's on his way to become a murderer. Right? So it's referring to a betzor amore who's chayiv skila. Eishes re'ehu timei. What does that mean? Zunara hamarasa. It means that Ara Marasa Dibiskila. Who gets Skila? The El Hagilulim Nasa Enav, Zavar's Kachan Dibiskila. So maybe they're all Skila. So there's no Raya that if you do some of theirs that are Chayim Misa and some that are less. So Gemara says, no, Imkin, Makamashlan Yechazkel. Now if that's true, then what's the Chiddush of Yechazkel? If it's telling you, if you did three Skilas, you get Skila? So what's the point? What's Yechazkel telling you? What's he alluding to you? So the Gemara says, Dilma Torah Kamahader. Maybe he's just repeating the din of the Torah. That all of these three Averis you get Skila for. So im kain iboyle lahadure ki hechid ahadre Moshe Rabbeinu. If he's just repeating it, he should have said it like Moshe said it. What is he saying it in this other unusual way for? This hinting. If he wants to repeat a din, let him repeat a din. Or you find some din and repeat it in Navi. It sounds like he's saying something new. There are many halachas that we learn from Navi. They're not the source of it is different Kabbalah. It's called whatever the category is. But if he's just repeating something, then he should have repeated it as is. What halachas do we learn from Navi? Sometimes you have new halachas in Navi, right? Covenant Onik Shabbos, that's learned from Navi, right? Yishayon Nun Ches. There's this psukim about an Arel doing certain avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It's hinted to in Navi. Again, there's various halachas that are learned out from Mor B'Malchus. Is the source of that is Perak Aleph in Sefer Yehoshua. There are various halachas. So those are either Dinim D'Rabbanan, or dinim da oraisa that was always a mesora for earlier, but now we're just being so mechid to a pasuk. But if a navi is referring to a din da oraisa, so that's already said earlier. So just say it like it says in the Torah. Say it like it says in the Torah. It says it differently, so it must be something else, and that's the drasha. Okay, darash Rav Acha bar Chanina. So a little lighter, couple of lines. Don't worry. If you've been missing Agadata, just wait a week and a half. Then you'll have more Agadata than you'll ever had in your entire life. Parachelek is on the horizon. Okay. Darish Rav Acha Bar Chanina. My Dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean that we just were talking about? El Heharim Lo Achal. He did not eat from the mountains. Shol Achal B'Schus Avosav. He didn't have to eat the schus of his parents. But he had such schuyos himself. He didn't have to rely on schus avos. This person, he had his own merits. Ve'inav lo nasel gelulei beis Yisrael, and his eyes were not lifted up to idols. So the Gemara is darshaning that if he didn't do these averis, doesn't sound like he's such a great person. He didn't live with his friend's wife and he didn't do idols, so he's a great person. There's got to be something deeper here. That's what the Gemara is darshaning, that each of these phrases has to be something deeper. So we say, he didn't eat the mountains, it means he was such a meritorious person, he didn't have to rely on schus avos. Ve'edav onasa glula beis Yisrael, he didn't do the idols, shelo halak v'kol mezkufa. He didn't have gaiva. He didn't walk with an upstanding posture. He wasn't about gaiva. The Marsha says there's a connection, as we know from elsewhere, between gaiva and avodah zarah. Right? If I held myself so high, I'm focusing on myself. I'm not leaving as much room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection between gaiva and avodah zarah. I didn't defile my friend's wife. I didn't go into the umnis of my friend. I didn't open up a pizza store next door to him. Right? I didn't go into the umnis of my friend. That's what it's referring to. how do you get to that from Eishes Re'eu Lo Timei? You're being Metame, your friend's wife, Lo Yara Lomnes Chavero? Well, let's just finish the sentence, and then we'll talk about these two. V'al Eisha Nida Lo Kirev, Shalonene Mikuba Shal Tzedakah. Really? V'al Eisha Nida Lo Kirev, I didn't come close to an Eisha Nida, I didn't take from the Tzedakah box if I didn't need it. V'ksiv Tzadiku Chayu Yichya. This is a Tzadik, he's definitely going to live. That's why the Gemara Darshi. See, this is a tzaddik because he didn't do Avodah Zarah. So that's why it has to mean something, has to be something deeper. Just before we talk about each one, I saw a beautiful thought from the Orat Sofun. The Orat Sofun says, you know what you see from this Gemara? It looks like there are terrible Averas being done in Navi. And really, what does it mean Avodah Zarah? He wasn't a Baal Gaiva. What does it mean he didn't live with Isha Nida? No, it means that, you know, he didn't take Stucca where he wasn't supposed to. You see from there how little Averos, even little Averos for the level that a person is on, is looked at as terrible. We have to be so careful. Even a little Baal Gaiva element, you know, that could be looked at in Shemayim as, what's it called by the Navi? It's called Gilul Avodah Zarah. It's called much worse than it really is. I'll read it to you. It says the Arat Safun, Kasav lahochiach mikan, shalashon hanaviyim, shone lechalutin, the Lashon, right, it's Ratzon Tzvi Finkel, by the way, the Arat Safun. The Rosh Hashiva in the mirror. Shaloshin hanaviim shona lachalotin milashonenu. V'lomrot hatiurim hachamurim bioter. Even though these are very serious claims, descriptions, ein kavana ela lepkamim dakim shehim babua de babua shaloshin machatoim. It's a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of those real averus. Umikana later lilmot is a chumris misyacheses hanavua. El kol likui nefesh kal. We have to be so careful with our nefesh, with our soul. Even little stains can be categorized as much worse in Shammai. Let's get back to these two things though for a minute. So what does it mean? Yara lomnes chavero. I didn't go down to my friend's. What does it mean that I wasn't metame my friend's wife? I didn't go down to his umnes. So what does that mean? How do you make your friend's wife tame if they're going down to his umnes? So it's a Ben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyada. He says, let me explain. What happens if you open up, let's say somebody has a pizza store, and you open up another pizza store in the same city. It's not going to be so, okay, you violated Hasagas Gvul, whatever the Isser is. So what's going to happen to this other guy? There's not enough room here for both of us, so he's going to have to start traveling. He's going to have to go somewhere else. He's going to leave his wife and kids alone, at home. And if a woman has her husband home all the time, rule of her days are for Tahara. Why? Because when she's pregnant, that's 9 months of Tahara. And after she has a baby that she nurses for 2 years, and she's Musul like Dam then too. And after those 2 years, she'll become pregnant again. And over years and years and years, she's Tahara. If the husband's at home with her. Right, so then Tara, you cause the husband to have to go away and slip away and live alone, so he's not going to impregnate his wife. She's going to be Tamei, and even when she's time for her to go to the mikvah, she's probably not going to go, because her husband's at home anyway. What's she going to the mikvah for? But halacha question, does she go to the mikvah when her husband's at home? Not for now, but he says, go rib shetia eishes re'eo, tamei tamei. Right? All because you open up a pizza store next door to him. Right? That's the El Isha. You're causing her, your eishes re'eo to be Tamei. Why? Yoi lomnes chavero. Right, that's the Ben Yoyada. That's number one. All right, what about the next one? Isha Nida Lo Karav Shlo Nana Mikupa Shal Tzedakah. What about that one? See, here he gets into a little Api Kabbalah. We know, in Isha Nida, what do you mean? You're supposed to have to wait Shiva Nikiyam. Shiva Nikiyam, and then we can't jump the gun. We can't be Nehene before it's the proper time. So says the Ben Yoyada, Yemei Shinoseinu Shivim Shana. The average lifespan of a person is 70 years. Each decade is like seven. It's like Shiva Nikiyam. Shiva Nikiyam. We're not supposed to be nehene in this world more than what we're supposed to get. Olam Haba, we'll get plenty of Hana. We'll get all the Hana that we want in Olam Haba. So that's why, if I take from the Tzedakah box, now, when I'm not supposed to get that Hana, I'm not supposed to get this Hana. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me what I'm supposed to get. So that's like living with an Isha Nida, because you're jumping the gun. I'm jumping during these 70 years. I'm jumping the gun. I'm getting Hana now. No. That Hana will be later. Right, so too, that's the comparison from learned out from an Isha Nida. Okay, relates to the Arachayim HaKadosh. Last week's Parsha, Vashos Emor, that talks about the Yemei HaSvira, our Shiva Nikiyam. right? 7 weeks, we're getting ready for the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a woman counts Shivin Akiyam before she gets married, so to Klal Yisrael, count Shivin Akiyam before we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. Why is it a week, 7 weeks, not 7 days? It's a whole nation getting clean, says the Aruch Chaim. So a whole nation needs 7 weeks, not just 7 days. Okay, here we go. Kishahai Rabbi Gamliel Magiel Mikrazeh, when Rabbi Gamliel got to this pasuk Aya Boche, he used to cry. That's the Musar from today. The Tanom used to cry when they read Tanakh. Do we cry? Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he read Surim Sukkim. And first of all, Rabbi Gamliel used to cry when he got up to that. Did we ever get up to Yecheskel Yuches? That's the other question. Okay, Torah. Did we ever get up to Yecheskel Aleph? Forget Yecheskel Yuches. Right? Let's do it. Let's try to get up to it. Hayaboches. He used to cry. V'yomar. Man David l'kulu hu d'chaye. B'chadim minay lo. Ay. Somebody has to do all of these to live. It's the person who did this and this and this, he's going to live. What? If you only do one of them, is not good enough? Rabbi Gamliel understood the pasuk as it's a package deal. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry about it. Rabbi Akiva is always the one that's optimistic. Right? Throughout Shas. Rabbi Akiva is always the one that's optimistic when somebody else is feeling down. Right? The last Gemara in Makkos, Nicham Tanu. Right? So, Elamayata, Adi Dama B'chalelo, Hachanami B'kulu. What do you mean? This week's Parsha, in B'chul Kosai, Hashem says that don't do all these bad things. Does that mean all of them? B'kulu in, B'chadim in Ayelo? Well, one of them we're allowed to do? No, Elabachas B'chalelo. It means you can't even do one of them. So, Hachanami B'chas B'chalelo. So too, Rabbi Akiva says, all you gotta do is one of them, and you're gonna get long life. Rabbi Gamliel had nechama. Wonderful. Avra Avera, Viter. Tanya. Ketzat. Amar Rabbi Yossi Nidon Bezika Arishon HaBalav. Remember we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have one person chayav two misos, you get the stringent one. Rabbi Yossi argues, you get the first one. The one that came upon him first. So what's the case? So here we go. Chamos over Nasizesh is if a person marries a girl whose mother is single, she's an almana, let's say. So right now she's chayiv. If I live with her, it's my mother-in-law. That is Srefa. Vinasis Ashes Ish. And then she gets married. So now Chenek, Nidon Bechamoso. Right? I get Srefa, because Srefa is more chamor. That's the case. What about the opposite? If she's married, and then she becomes my mother-in-law, then it's the opposite. Eishes is first is Chanek, and then it's Sreifa. Eishes is Venas is Chamos, so Nidam Eishes is. So that's the case, that's the example of Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Rav Adda Bar Ahava L'Rava, Chamoso Venas is Eishes is, Nidon B'Chamoso. If Chamoso and Nas Eishes is, she's Nidon B'Chamoso, Lido Nami Ayeser Eishes is. Why don't you say, he also gets the punishment of Eishes is? To Ha'am Rabbi Yavo, Mod Rabbi Yossi, Bisser Mosif. Rabbi Yossi admits by an Isser Mosif. It sounds like from our Mishnah, like I said before, that he argues Isser Mosif means more people are now included in this Aveira. Right? Once she becomes an Ashes Ish, now she's an old man. She does it to the whole world, not just to the him. Right? So why don't you say that it is Isser, there's an Isser Mosif, even though, interestingly, the Isser Mosif is more Kal in this case. But why don't you say Isser Mosif? So Amalei Ada Bri betray Kadli Katlaslay. What are you talking about? We're putting him to death. How do you kill him twice? You can't kill somebody twice. So of course, what do you mean? Isser Mosif to say not only you get the Isser of Chamosa, but Isser of Eishes. You can't kill a person twice. So I don't understand the question. You just kill him. You kill him. You have to choose which one. And Rabbi Yossi says the one is the first one. Says the Mishnah. Misha Laka Vishana. So, if somebody gets Malchus, and Vishon, and then he does the Avira again, and he gets Malchus again. He gets Malchus for, Rashi says, we'll see what the Gemara says about this, right, two Averis. Are they two different Averis, the same Avira? But if you get Malchus twice, and then you do it a third time, then Bezem achlisen osol kippa. Bezem puts you in a, locks you up in a jail, in a kippa. Uma achilen osol saorin, and Bezem feeds you a certain type of barley, achakreso mizbakas, until your stomach cracks open, and the person dies. Right? If you do have aveira after aveira after aveira. Ask the Gemara, mishum delaka vishana Bezem kosin osol kippa. Because you do, you eat treif a couple of times, Bezem's going to kill you? Because you chayev Malchus a couple of times. So Amar Biermia, Amar Shimon Lakish, no, Hacha, but Malchus shall krisas askinan. No, it taught Malchus, you're right, there are some Averis that are just chayev Malchus, but, as we know, for the first mission in krisas, all the chayev krisas get Malchus too, because we can't give you karis, that's Hashem's world. So that's what we're talking about. He's chayev kares a few times, and we gave him malchus. The gavar bar katalahu. So he's basically chayev misa. The kruve hu delo mikrav kale. But he is not bringing closer to his death because it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kiva to come avater la nafshe, because he continues giving up on his life. Mevater le nafshe, mikarvina le lakale ilave. So we bring death to him. Right? We do this to him, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks it fit for him, to his stomach, to burst, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. A little bit more, and then we'll talk about it. Amalei Rav Yaakov le Rav Yirmiyah bar Chalaf bar Tachlifa. Ta azbar lecha. B'malkios shel kares achas. What we're talking about is if you do the same avera a couple times. That's what it is. Aval shel shtayim v'shel shalosh krisos isurehu dekata'im v'lo mevater kulehai. Somebody does different averas, he's just tasting the different averas. He's not lahachis, right, doing the same one over and over again. Right? So, it's still bad. It's still chayef kares. But we're not going to kill him for that. We understand that a little more. He's dabbling in different averis, right? And therefore, we cannot kill him in that case. It's a big discussion whether this is the Ran. The Ran here says, is this a din d'oraisa, this idea of machnis and a solo kippa? Where did this come from? Torah doesn't talk about it. Right, they're talking about a jail. Says the Ran, Yesh ledatek bezu, ubekol hashinuyin b'mishna seinu, b'kipa. And the next Mishnah, Kanon Pogenbo, imhemi takanis chachamim, ke'inyin sha'amru bezin ba'onchin shalom mina Torah. We had back on Daf Mem Vav, that bezin can take the law into their own hands if they see fit, midrabanan. O imhem halacha l'moshe misinai. Or is this halacha l'moshe misinai? Where does this come from? You'll lock him up. Umashma vadai, the halacha l'moshe misinai haim. The Ran assumes it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi also says it. Rashi says on our daf, halacha l'moshe misinai. Ta'amrina b'bola ramis, shehi halacha l'moshe misinai. K'dam le'i pinchas l'moshe. Right? But he said, avalazos takana kavua ein lanu. You can't say these are takanos. She'ein navi rashoi l'chadish davaro mitzvah olamis. V'koshigen l'chadish miso l'mishen ha'mechuyiv ba, takana olamis. L'figa l'nered dal karcha kol elu ashnis b'mishtraseinu, halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Ran says all these seem to be halacha l'moshe misinais. All here. All these cases. If that is true, then you get into the sugya, which we mentioned in the past. Are you allowed to punish based on a halacha l'moshe misinai? It's a big discussion. Because usually we think Bezek can only punish if there's a pasuk mefurish. If there's a pasuk mefurish in the Torah, you get a punishment. Can you punish based on a halacha l'moshe misinai? Usually the rule is not. But you find some cases where you do punish on halacha l'moshe misinai. Right, well, I'll give an example. We had a shiur on this maybe a number of years ago, or maybe we just referred to it. But either way, Reb Chaim is mechalik between two types of halacha l'moshe misinais. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow. We'll prove it. They'll continue the daf. Two different types of halacha l'moshe misinai. Some you do get punished for, and some you don't get punished for. But anyway, here, the punishment is the halacha l'moshe misinai, that you lock him up and you put him away. Let's continue, though, a little bit, and then we'll talk more about that, because it comes up later as well. Misha Lakav Hashana, third wide line. Shana afagav delo shilesh? Is it even just twice? Even just twice, you could lock him up at a kippah. You don't have to do it three times. Leim masdisin deloker Reb Shimon Gamliel. Is this to say that our Mishnah goes against Reb Shimon Gamliel? To eat Reb Shimon Gamliel, ha amar atlasim nilo ave chazaka? We know. How many times is a chazaka? Three times is a chazaka, according to what we generally paskin. Reb Shimon Gamliel. So here, if I added on a line when I translated the Mishnah, but you just look at the words of the Mishnah, it says, Misha laka vishana, twice. Is that good enough? So Amar Avina, no. Afilu Tamer Reb Shimon Gamliel. This Mishnah could even fit in according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Kesavar Averos Machzikos. You don't need a third Malchus. The third Avera is good enough. Misha Laka Vishana, and you got a second Malchus, then you did the third Avero, even without Malchus. So the Chazak is created by the Averos. So it could even be according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Meisve, one second, but we have a Tosefta. Aver Aver Sheish Pa Malkus, Pam Rishona. Vishnia, Malkinoso, Vishlishis, Kotsunosola Kippah. The third time you put him in a Kippah. Abishalomer, Afishlishis Malkinoso. Berevias Kotsunosola Kippah. Abishal says, no, you gotta get Malkus three times. So my love, isn't this Machlokas? The Kuliyama Malkios Machzikos. Isn't this Machlokas that everybody says it's the Malkus that creates the Chazaka? Uvit Plukta Derebi, Rivshimagam Lilka Mifagi. So therefore, doesn't the Tosefta say clearly that you have to have three Malkus, and therefore our Mishnah seems to be against Rashbag? So Gemara says, "Lo, to Kuliyama is still the Reb Shimon Gamliel." Maybe everybody holds in the Tosefta that like you three is a Chazaka. But this is the machlokas. The Mar Savar Averis Machzikos. The Tanakama holds three Averis is enough. The Umar Savar and Abishal holds Malkios Machzikos. So they both hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, though, in the Tosefta. Finishing up. The Atanya of Hadatanya, what about the following? Hisru Bova Shasak, Hisru Bova Hirchin Rosho. We know by Hasra, there are two elements that needs to be said. Rashi quotes this in Kabbalah Hasra. I have to say, yes, I know. Yes, I know it's Asur. And I'm doing it anyway. I'm going to ask Cain that I'm going to get the punishment. Right? You have to have those two elements. I know, and I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to get the punishment. So let's say I give somebody Asura, and they say, uh-huh. That's all they say. Or they shake their head to me. So I understand they got it, but they were not matir atzma mumisa. They didn't say, I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm ready to be killed. So then you can't punish them. That's not good enough of Asura to punish them. So says the Brisa, says the Tosafta, Hisru Bava Shaza, if you warned them and they didn't say anything, Hisru Bava Hirchen Rosho, or they shook their head, Pam Rishona Vishniya, first time, second time, Masur, but you keep giving them Asura, you can't give them a punishment. But Shleishis, Kotsono Solakipa. After the third one, you can lock them up. So there's no Malkus here. There can't be Malkus here, because he didn't accept except Matar Asmalamisa. And Abishol Omer Apishlishas Masaroso Bravias Konsonoso Lakipa. So Abishol again says you need three and then the fourth time. So the Gemara says, how did we just explain the Machlokas? Averos Machzikos or Malkus Machzikos? You can't explain that here because there is no Malkus. So Vahasa Malkus Leka B'maika Miflagi. So what's the whole machlokas about? So you wanted to say it's machlokas Rabbi Rashbag. We'd rather not say that. You wanted to say it's machlokas Malkos Machzikos or Averis Machzikos. That also doesn't work. So what's the machlokas about? So Amar Avina b'kipa tzricha hasra kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether kipa, putting him in jail, needs a hasra. Meaning this is a different type of punishment. This isn't like Malkus or Misa that Bezdin inflicts. This is more of preventative danger to society. You know, locking him up and letting Hashem take it into his own hands. So this is a different type of punishment in quotes, and therefore one might not need Hasra for it. That is the machlokas between them. What are we paskin, by the way? Rabbi Rashbag? How many times is a chazaka? So the Ritva says, in Yevamos, Ritva and Daf Samach Dalid, we me'ikar adin paskin like Rashbag. Three. Like, so for example, Shor Hamuad, right, is three times. We paskin three. Vestos for an Isha, how about her cycle? Three. We paskin three. But we're machmir for nefashis. For nefashis, we're machmir for two. And that's why a kalonis, a woman who, three times the Gemara, she has two husbands that died, right? She can't get married. A boy who has two older brothers who died from a bris milah, he doesn't get a bris milah, the third one. When it comes to sakaras tafashos, we're machmir that two is a chazaka. That like Rebbe. But otherwise, he said, the time of the middle of the Shuddah, Milsa, the Sveka, I chazaka betrays him, Nilo. We're not sure. So he'll go, Gabin, he's suing the sakantas, then in the chumra. Vuad in lamila mehai taima. But by others, Vestas drabanan, Vagabi sharamua, Jemosin mamon mechazkaso, elabadavar barber. So he continues, so he's passing like Rishugam Lil in general, except when it comes to nefashos. Viter, umai, keep up. What is a kippa? Amar Yehuda mole komaso. A very small room. Big enough for him to stand in, that's it. A tiny area. Mole komaso. The hecha ramiza, where is it hinted to in the Torah? Rashi here says, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. So it's not a din in the Torah, like the Ron said. Hecha ramiza. If it's halacha Moshe Misinai though, but just by the way, it's hard for the sheet of the Rambam. We mentioned the Rambam in the past, the Rambam at the beginning of his Hakdama to Pirish HaMishnah. The Rambam says there are five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, one of them Halacha Moshe Misinai. And what's the definition of Halacha Moshe Misinai? Something that is not hinted to in the Torah at all. Something that in a million years you would never have figured it out. That's the definition of Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's something else called Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's hinted to in the Torah. For example, Priyat Hadar is an Esrog. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai. But that's a pirush that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe you could have figured that out. What's a beautiful fruit? An esrog is a beautiful fruit. But halacha Moshe Misinai, kezayis is hinted to in the Torah. Right? There's no hint of the Torah. So if the Rambam holds that these are halacha Moshe Misinai, it's a little difficult. Hecha Ramiza, where is it hinted to? The Rambam says there is no remes. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, it's a, so maybe the point is that the Rambam would say there's no pasuk in the Torah that hints to it. The pasuk in Tehillah. No pasuk in the Torah. Timoseis Rasha Ra'a. The death of a Rasha is bad. This is a pretty bad death. So you have it stuck in this tiny little room and, you know, having your stomach blow up after eating barley. V'am Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, my dechsiv. Once we're talking about Reish Lakish and death, we spoke about this. What is the pasuk in Koheles? Ki gam lo yada ha'adam es ito. A person does not know when his time is going to come. Ki dagim shene achazim b'mitsuda ra'a. Like fish caught in a bad net. My mitsuda ra, what's a bad net? Amar Reish Lakish, chika. Chika. Chika means a tiny little hook. Meaning, if there's a huge net that the fish are going into, so is that bad? They see it, it's all there, it's huge, but this takes you by surprise. It's small, it's painful, it's quick. So that's chika, that's misa ra when it comes to a fish, a mitsuda ra. Okay, next. If somebody commits murder without witnesses, but we know somehow. Girl, we'll talk about it. DNA. Maybe DNA. Right? You lock him up. And you feed him this coarse little bread and give him a little water. So, that's what we do. What about other averis? What if somebody is mizana? And we know. What if somebody is Machal Shabbos? Do we also put him in a kippah? The Mishnah only says Rotseach. We don't say Rotseach. So the Rambam says it's only Rotseach. The Rambam, very important Rambam. We've read this before. Hilchus Rotseach, Dalid Tes. After quoting this halacha of a murderer that he gets off on a loophole. You lock him up, says the Rambam. The Ein Osin Davar Zeh L'Shar M'chuvei Mises Bezdin. Ella Im Nischai Misa M'Misa No So V'Meino Chai Misa Potra No So. If you can't put him to death, you let him go free, only by Rotseach. Even though there are worse averos, right? If you kill somebody, you get sai, if you don't get skila. But, nothing destroys society more than murder. Afilo avod zara. V'ein sarach lomar arayos ochil shabbos. Eino kishvichas damim. She'elo havonos hein mi'aver shvein adam l'kadosh baruch hu. Al shvichas damim mi'aver shvein adam l'chavero. V'chol mi she'ish b'yado avon zeh, harei hu rasha gamur. V'ein kol ha'mitzvos she'asa kol yamav, shkulin k'neged avon zeh. All your mitzvahs don't overweigh. It's even worse than avodah zara. V'lo yatzilo asom en adin. She'nemar adam ashuk b'dam nefesh v'chulu. That's where the Rambam says, learn from Achav. Over to avodah zara. Right? And then at the end, right, it says that, it talks about Navos. Right? That's the one that did it for him. That's the one. So that's the Rambam specifically here. Murder is the worst. So mina yadinam, let's just do the next piece. So how do we know? If there are no witnesses, how do we know? So amarav edis miyuchades. Edis miyuchades. What does that mean? It means two witnesses are on two different windows. They don't see each other. So they testify together afterwards, but Edim have to testify, I have to know, right, by nefashis. They have to be together. We had it earlier, right, in the Masechta. Ushmuel Amar, Shelo Basra. They didn't give Asra. They witnessed it, but they didn't give Asra. V'Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, K'un Diskachash B'Bedikas, V'Diskachash B'Chakiros. They got tripped up. They contradicted each other on the minor details, not on the major details. K'detzan, as the Mishnah we had earlier, Maisu Badak Bo Benzake Bo'Ukse Te'enim. Benzake checked by the type of fig it was. That's a detail. So it'll get off, but we know the murder took place. Why in this Mishnah does it say you give him a little bread and water? On top it said you give him barley. You give him bread and water or barley. So Amar Rav Sheish says you do both. Edi ve'edi nosin lo. You give him both. Lechem sar mayam lachas ashi yuktan mayano. You give him a little bread and water to shrink his stomach, make his stomach smaller. Ve'hadam achidah so sar mayam shekreis ha'misbakas. Then you give him this other barley, boom. Right, it's gonna pop because his stomach is gonna be too small. Right, it's like the Rabbi Tzadok, I think it was. All right, Rabbi Tzadok, he fasted for 40 years before the Churban Abayis. Right, and by the Gemara that says that by Vespasian, the Gemara in Gittin, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I give you three requests. So one of the requests was Tein liyavna v'chachameha. But what was the other request? Get a doctor for him because he can't just start eating now. He can't start eating it. His stomach is like so tiny. You gotta have a doctor slowly in order to build up again. Right? So that's like here. That's what we do. We don't give him a doctor. And that's why his stomach bursts. Okay? We'll have to stop here. That show will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. Zecher Nishmas. Elazar Lay Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine. His 18th yard site is today, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great grandchildren. We thank you for the sponsorships. Sponsorships are always welcome.